Perché il glory lies dentro di opera. Now I'm in a terrible position. I lost my role totally. There's no way we can come back. And now we need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if he had valleys of gold, silver, and he wants to give us in ransom, so to say, that, oh Allah, please give me iman today. Allah Ta'ala says, it will never, ever be ever accepted from him under any circumstances. So this is the time to realize that iman is something which is very precious and we should be taking care of. But sadly today, we are not really even worried about iman. We go to such places where our iman can be looted away. And our two great enemies, nafs and shaitan, our passion, our desires, and shaitan is all the time behind us. But we are not concerned. We are not taking enough security and enough precautions. Who of us today, let myself and all of us think, and may dua that, oh Allah, please protect my iman. Protect me from my two enemies, nafs and shaitan. We are worried of all the other things that are happening around us, and we say it's very dangerous, don't go on that road. But the road where shaitan are taking us, and we know that is going to take us to Jahannam, we still go on that road. So for that, our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh, through his fikr, his barakat, he has gathered us here, so we make fikr that how we can protect this iman. Once you got iman, then Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladheena amanu. Allah has put the crown of friendship on your head. But now Allah Ta'ala wants us to increase this friendship. Like in this world, if you got friendship with some minister, some ordinary counselor, you feel very elated. I got some contact. And you tell your friends, you need any work, just tell me. I got this minister's number. Anytime I can phone him. But all the contacts of the world, really when we need them, they can't come to our system. The real contact we're supposed to be building is with Allah Rabbul Isa, the kings of all kings. And how to get that contact, as Maulana has mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says, Ittaqullah. Just work about to inculcate one great quality which is called taqwa. Taqwa is that love of Allah that you realize, like a son who's worth his wife, and he realized, my father worked so hard for me. He brought me up so nice. He gave me good education. He gave me deeni education. He set me up. He put me up, set me up in business, whatever the case may be. He took great care for me. He even got me married, gave me a house, everything. A person who's got little metal, that means little appreciation, he'll love his father. And all the time he'll be worried that my father must not be unhappy with me. More than all the fathers and all the mothers in the world put together can do for us, not one iota they can match what Allah Ta'ala does for us. Allah has granted us our parents. Allah has put that feeling in their hearts. And Allah has got more feeling for us than all the parents in the world. So shouldn't we be loving Allah? And what is true love? That every minute you worry, Allah must not be unhappy with me. And if Allah is unhappy with us, it is only our own detriment. So for this, Allah Ta'ala teaches us that we inculcate taqwa. And we might think that taqwa is the most valuable gift. And today to attain something valuable in this world, we have to work very hard. But Allah Ta'ala has been so kind, like one pious person says so beautifully, that, oh Allah, you are so great. There's no price we can attach to you. You are extremely valuable. But you haven't made yourself such that it's difficult to get you. You have made yourself so easy to find. And Allah Ta'ala said, "Kunu as-sadiqin." Just be with the true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be with them means try and inculcate their lifestyle. See how they live, and you'll see they're living a real enjoyable life. And you'll realize the lifestyle of the kuffar, going to sports, going to clubs, etc., that is extremely harmful for us. So in further, we will ask Hazrat Mufti Yusuf Sahib, Damat Barakatum, the Khalifa of our Honorable Sheikh, the Imam of Masjid-e-Hilal, Mufti Sahib teaches kitabs also, teaching hifz class also, and have majalis also, and many people are connected to him. So we'll ask him to address us further with how we will get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. وقال سبحانه وتعالى إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. علماء الكرام لازم دي برادرز في دي بيت فضل النعمة رحمة الله سبحانه وتعالى that Allah has gathered us today in this masjid عوض of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And this indeed is the fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see the fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Shaykh Darwar Katum explains that one is the fazal of Allah, one is the rahmat of Allah. But the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to pay for it. A person has to do something to gain the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. But when it comes to the fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace of Allah, Hazrat says that the South African tarjuma for fazal is bangsela. Allah is a mere bansela. They are living free of charge, we are eating free of charge. We come to the masjid also, half-heartedly. Sometimes we come in to meet a friend, discuss sports, or we come to pick up a parcel. But Allah is bringing us to. Somebody is coming to bump someone for a cigarette also sometimes. The different intentions we come into the masjid. But Allah is bringing us with His fazal, free of charge He is bringing us. But the rahmat of Allah we have to pay. But the fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is giving us day in and day out. With this intention, with this, that one day my banda will realize, recognize that there is a hand behind the parda that is taking care of him. There is an unseen hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is looking after him, that is feeding him, that is clothing him, that is taking care of all his needs. That I am behind everything. Behind everything we see, behind every parada, is the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we are here to connect our hearts to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That our iman increases upon the unseen. That Allah is here, Allah is there. I have to feel the wujud of Allah, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, how sad that person, his entire life, khaate hai, peete hai, sote hai, maza karte hai. Person he eats, he drinks, enjoys life. The neighbors of Allah, but he leaves this world, enters into the qabr without recognizing the hand that fed him. He doesn't know. He's eating, and the food, the taste of the food is just still his tongue only. And thereafter, there's no enjoyment. Our Shaykh says very beautifully, he says once, Allah Shaykh al-Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akbar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi is having meals with this Shaykh. And simple dad the eating. So Shah Abdul Ghani Ibn Puri Rahmatullah asked Hazrat Hakim Sahab, then what are we eating? Says that we are eating dad. He says, no, I eat the taste of biryani in my food. I'm tasting biryani. So Hazrat, how come you taste biryani? We are eating dad. See, I can actually see or feel the hand of Allah Ta'ala feeding me. So the mazhab enjoyment is different. The enjoyment is different. A person goes to the shop, he buys the chocolate. He buys it and he eats the chocolate, he enjoys it. Only the person he steals the chocolate, doesn't get caught, he enjoys it even more. And only the person now, that his beloved wife sent him a chocolate. Then it's different, the value is different. The value of it is very different. When Jamaat in Izamuddin, many of the boys are married at that time in our Jamaat. So after Tashkeel used to return to Markaz Nizamuddin. And they had a letter box. And in some of those letters there were chocolates also from those wives. Imagine a young boy after 4 months or 3 months receives a chocolate from home. The first expression will be now, he takes the letter, he spells it. My beloved. And the boy that receives a letter from home from his mother, quickly opens it, reads it, somebody died, somebody passed away, somebody was born. Some good news, bad news. But the youngster now who just married, he left his wife and he came in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he takes it upstairs. He waits for the lights to go off. He has a little torch on. He takes a cozy corner and quietly opens the chocolate, spending every bit of it. You go to my beloved practice, she sent it for me. So the maza is different. The enjoyment is different. Because he recognizes the hand behind it. And then he reads the letter. The very same way, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. There's no comparison to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will recognize the ni'mat of Allah from where it is coming. And the enjoyment of every muhsin, the enjoyment of every subhanallah, the enjoyment of every Allah, of Allahu Akbar, to stand behind the Imam in Salah, enjoyment will be different. The ecstasy will be different. And then to open that love letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 6,000 ayat plus or minus, more than 6,000 ayat. And every ayat, usually we translate ayat as verse. The literal meaning of ayat means a sign. In every ayat, in every verse of Quran, there are ayat and signs that guide us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sign upon sign, landmarks upon landmarks. If you read the Quran now to finish reading it, the heart doesn't get full. Person who goes to the Quran to finish it in the Quran Sharif. So when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come into the heart, and you will recognize that how Allah ta'ala revealed this Quran to Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometime on Safar during the journey, sometime on Hadar, how the Quran came down, verse after verse, to guide my bandas towards me. Oh, Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says, one is a person, he sends his driver somewhere, and he gives him the directions. And he must turn this way, and this way, he goes straight down the road, take the first left, the first right. And Hazrat says also, unlike in Durban, now we give somebody the directions, help me go down the road, first left, first right, go around the corner and get lost. And that's their directions. But this direction, a person gives his driver, he says, you go this way, that way, he still can't get it. Then he draws him a little diagram, shows him all the turns, the bends, the landmarks, everything else. And it's not enough. He can't get it still. Then he says, okay, here's a spare cell phone. Your driver will keep you on the phone and I'll direct you. What a kind boss this is. Then he might give him a GPS also. But then he can't, doesn't know how to operate the GPS. He's rerouting all the time, rerouting. The direct road now, but he's rerouting. But then the boss says, Chala, I'll jump with you in the car. And I'll take you directly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't only give us a diagram or some directions or a GPS. As it says, yes, in our hearts we have the GPS every morning when you get up. In the GPS of your heart put the destination Jannat. Without rerouting. Shortest route, fastest route. Put in the GPS of the heart. Every night, every morning when I wake up, the nahnu abna'u al-akhirah. And we are children of akhirah. The destination is Jannat. There will be obstacles. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't only give me the diagram of the Quran Sharif, or just a sketch. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His most beloved, Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to hold us by the hand. And shows the route to Jannat, how to get there. A direct route, that way is Jahannam. Direct route. Although in this dunya, you might think via different country that ticket is cheaper. But we want business class, first class to Jannat, inshallah. Direct route to Jannat. Allah has given us the entire guide how to get there. But this effort of the heart has to be made. Before I can close my eyes, Hazrat says that, why not in this lifetime? Before we enjoy the pleasures of Jannah, enjoy your life in this world also. Allah gave us His existence to enjoy His existence. The enjoyment of Salah, a person will not get in Jannah. The enjoyment of Quran Tilawat, you won't get in Jannah. Hazrat says when it comes to Quran Tilawat, every ayat he sees like a beautiful wave coming after a wave in rhythm. Wave after wave, hitting upon the heart, wave after wave. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. That person now will fear standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala says for him will be two jannats. Allah Ma'arusi rahimahullah says, جَنَّةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِحُضُورِ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَىٰ. That one jannat will be in this world, he will live in the huzuri, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel, أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاهُ. The definition of ihsan is that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you worship. That performs salah. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way as if you can see Him. But verily, if you cannot do this, remember Allah, Allah is still looking at you. He says, "And ta'bud Allah," that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibadat is of 10 types. That you do these 10 things, bihudur al-mawla. Among them, he says, Quran tilawat, salah, the dhikr of Allah, zira'at, whether it be farming, whether it be agriculture, business, nikah also. All these things constitute ibadat. Do it in such a way as if I can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can feel. And the person says, how can I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لا تدركه الأبصار, that the human eye cannot perceive the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam asked Allah ta'ala once, that Allah show me your tajalli, show me your nur and your effulgence. Ya Allah, I want to see it. Allah ta'ala said, Darani, you can never see it. Say, Allah, I want to see it. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلِ, when Allah ta'ala revealed his nur upon the mountain, it broke to smithereens, broke to pieces. The Hakim Sahib Rahman used to say that the mountain broke into pieces to receive more nur of Allah Ta'ala in every corner and every atom of it. But to feel the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the eye cannot see. So when we say to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if we can see Allah, what does it mean? Hadith is saying that we do the ibadat in such a way that if I could see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how would I feel? How would I react? My salah, I should perceive that if Allah, if I can see you now, what will be the feeling of my heart? What will go through my heart? So the person, Allah should try and get the feeling in the heart, the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That his eating will become eating. His sleeping also will become sleeping. Today in sleep there is no rest also. The person wakes up with a headache. He wakes up more tired than before he slept. So therefore life will become real life. فَلَنُحْيَ الْيَوْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا اللَّهَ تَعَلَىٰ وَجَانْكِمْ a life of bliss. When the heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is it 24-7? You know, the connection doesn't go down. The connection is live all the time. This will come when a person is connected to the powerhouse. When he's connected to the powerhouse. You know, when you get the circuit breaker, each one has different amp. You can't connect more than the amp can take. The circuit breaker can take. The same way we have our circuit as well. Maybe we need to connect our powerhouse. We have the mashayikh, we have the ulama who can connect our hearts to. They receive, they are those in the world upon whom Allah Ta'ala's khas rahmat comes upon them. And they distribute. So we will find the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. Iwan Shaykh al-Hakim Sahib says that the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hearts are even wider than the skies and the earth. What they encompass in their heart with feeling for mankind, what love for mankind, what concern for mankind. He said, you cannot perceive what hearts Allah Ta'ala has given them. What large hearts. How they make muhabbat with everyone. How they accommodate everyone. That to the extent we find that Hazrat Ta'ala also he makes dua. He says, those that I have now, the real love for insaniyat, they have a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just love for Allah. Hazrat says that you see, you make dua, Ya Allah, I love you. He says, make dua, Ya Allah, you love me. Only a person, now I love a certain person. But that person is unaware of it. Doesn't show equal amount of love. Therefore, we ask Allah, Ya Allah, you give me your muhabbat and your love. According to your shan and your status. But therefore, the hearts are so wide, as they say, that you will find that the du'as also, the Hakim Sahib writes more or less, Rahmatullah Alayh, he says the love, he says the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find the threshold to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should be in love to His creation. Al-Khalqu Iyanullah. That the creation is a family of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The amount of love you will show the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that amount shows to you. When He comes to one's wife, when He comes to the children, to one's parents, to the musallis, the people around us, the amount of muhabbat and love we have, to be sincere in that muhabbat of love. To be sincere. We speak about the ikhlas. Ulama say a very fine line. A person comes in the masjid and he sees some people sitting, some ulama also. But he will rush to certain alim, shake his hand, give him a big smile. Why? Because this only side is teaching my son, he'll see him right. There's no ikhlas in that smile. A person buys the most expensive goat in the real qurbani and now he puts a knife to it, he spends 4,000, 5,000 rand. He's putting his knife on the neck and he says in his heart, nobody has an animal like mine. The qurbani gaya is one. There's no ikhlas in it. So ikhlas is a very, very fine line. And this we will find in the hearts or the shreds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way they meet everyone, the size of their heart, the muhabbat, the concern. How high, how deep a person is in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to his du'as. They make du'as for the ants in the homes, for the fish in the sea, for the birds in the sky. They remember the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our du'a, myself, me, myself and I, Allah, my home, my family, my children, my car, my this. We forget about the ummah, we forget about the people. This whole sabr of the du'a, you find it because the dard of the heart, the pain of the heart to the makhluk. The way the direction of the people are going, and where they should be going. That the head of the body is towards the qabr, but the qadam and feet is towards the dunya. You turn the entire body towards akhirah, that you are traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at top speed. Everything will be nearer to the qabr, and to make tiyari for the mulaqat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is very beautiful, as the Shaykh Zakariya Sabrah has mentioned, in Mawdiyat. That when a person makes tiyari to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allah liqa'ahu. The person who loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala wills for him also. The person who has no love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has no love to meet him. In Surah Dukhan we recite, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ مَا كَانُوا مُنْظَرِينَ. The Mufassirin say that when a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passes away, even the skies cry. Even the earth cries. Because as long as this friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala walked on the earth with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't walk alone. But he walked with the love of Allah, with the raham and mercy and love for mankind. So his walking on the earth also was a means of rahmat for the earth and mercy. The amal he did pierce the skies even to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The malaika that took those amal, they were happy with those amal. The skies wait for the amal to come through. They welcomed it also. But the day he leaves this world, even the skies begin to cry. The dead wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his lifespan has come to termination, those amal no more come up. He enjoyed the barakat of those amal of his. The earth, the skies, the animal kingdom, they enjoyed also the rahmat of that person. Because of the connection he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that person who loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has loved to meet him also. And Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam buried him, and Nabi of Allah made dua, that oh Allah, need Abu Talha in a condition that he is smiling at you and you are smiling at him. May Allah ta'ala give us a khatima like this. Mm-hmm. The day a person has to leave this world is the best day of his life. Waiting to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Shaykh writes very beautifully, he says that a person passes away with that muhabbat and love, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says that before the people can proceed towards him, 500 malaika come to his istiqbal. They come to welcome him. 500 malaika. Today a person goes to his family, 20, 30 people, family get together, they come to meet him, goes to a foreign country. Oh, they're coming here. Foreign relatives are coming. Three cars will go. Welcome that person. Here 500 malaika come to welcome this person. Malakul Maut comes with a handkerchief from Jannah, a silken handkerchief from Jannah. And such fragrance that shawl has, that handkerchief has, is like anesthetic. Those that went for Umrah, you know, when you walk to the streets of Makkah, Makkah, Madinah, Munawwara, the beautiful smell of oud, how it captures the heart. In the same way, a person, Malakul Maut will come with a beautiful handkerchief of oud and place it under his chin. Having Malakul Maut to stand at his head side, as if massaging his head. That Allah has deputized me to come and remove your ruh with kindness. Because you lived in this world as a friend of Allah. But to return to a rafiq al-a'la, to the friend that is high above the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your time is up. And like this is 500 malaika, they make two sukuk, two rows. And Malakul Maut tells those that are below him, then be careful with him. Be gentle with him. He was gentle to the makhluk, to the creation, the way he spoke to them, the way he tolerated his family, his wife, his children, the muhabbat, the love he had. Take it easy with him. And slowly they begin to remove his ruh. And as his ruh begins to leave his body, the Shaykh writes that his malaika stand in two rows, and with bouquets of flowers and roses. Ahl Musallam, Wazahl Marhaba, Marhaba, Marhaba. Like how a little child, the doctor wants to give him an injection, and they give him a lollipop. He stuck his attention, he doesn't feel anything. And before he knows it, it's already over. The same way the Banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inhaling the beautiful fragrance of Jannah, like anesthetic. And then he sees the scenario of this malaika that are welcoming him. He forgets about what is happening around him. He forgets. There's a doctor from Karachi that wrote a kitab once, he said, that there's an old pious man, and I was called to treat him late at night. He says, I went to see him. Old man, life also was very old. And most of his life he spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sort of sacrifice he made. He says that he was lying down in bed, feeble, weak, hardly could move. Suddenly he got some josh, some strength. And he said, doctor, now, just put me up a bit. So he pops him up. He calls his wife in. She sits next to him. And suddenly begins to tap her thigh. He says, can't you see, can't you see? But she says, what are you seeing? That I can see malaika that I have queued up in rows. And they are beautiful and fragrant flowers and roses. And they are calling me. But the smile on his face, his ruh comes up. The mahabbat, the tayyari and the preparation was there for the final moment. The heart was clean and purified. The heart was clean and purified. أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. And those that have iman, and haven't tainted their hearts with any sin and guna. Any sin does come to make tawbah immediately. They wipe it out immediately and cleanse their ma'amala and the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The connection with Allah ta'ala is pure and clean every moment of the time. They fall into any impurity, into any evil thoughts, into pride, into self, into filth. Immediately they make tawbah. They clear themselves. They clear themselves. And very important, ulama explain, the person who makes tawbah also, he shouldn't be lazy in making tawbah. Sometimes we make tawbah, Ya Allah, forgive me for all my sins. And this is not enough. This is not enough. See, a person, as much as he recount, as much as he can recount his sins and guna, he should recount them. He should recount them. Ya Allah, this day, that night, this person, that one, Ya Allah, make me maaf, forgive me, as much as he can recount. I feel ashamed. Because ulama explained that every sin leaves a black spot in the heart. And this black spot acts like a receptor. It draws a wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that black spot isn't removed, then it remains in the heart. It remains in the heart. And here we explained that a person when he's old, and all gunas also are embedded in the heart from his youth, he hasn't removed them completely. He hasn't removed the gunas by tawbah. Then at old age, when a person is weak, he cannot do much, he needs support of his family, and he's still taking enjoyment from his old days, he sees the good old days, the haram days. Sometimes he's walking in the supermarket, and I will bring the old numbers, and he's tapping the trolley also. Now he has memories of his first love and second love. He says to wipe out all, delete them completely. Delete them completely. All his memories, take them out from the heart. Make tawbah. Tafirru with Allah, rabt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and clear your ma'amah. So if you start cleaned up, you hear somebody's feelings, they had asked ma'afi from him. Then ask him for forgiveness. They said, well, last year or so, there was a report of a person in Phoenix. Person said, in Al-Tikaf, programs are taking place in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala put in his heart, he changed his life. Then he comes to the local alim, Spine Road. He said, I've raised you out in the path of Allah for months. He says, you can't go till you clean up yourself. So what do you mean? He says, this thing now, your past life before you can spend any time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you did anybody down, you stole any money, what was your job? He said, I was a truck driver. He says, how was it? A lot of garbar I did. Once or twice I stole the battery also. Sometimes I picked up the money from the shopkeeper, I didn't give it to the boss, I pocketed the money. I did this and I did that. Say, well, before you can do anything else, you've got to clean it up. He was determined. You see, he came back after a few days with a full scab page, A4. On both sides, that's full. I was this person, I spoke from that one, and I did this and I did that. And as much as he would remember, he noted all these things down. He says, now you're going to pay up all these people. You're going to look for them, find their relatives, or wherever it is now, and start paying. Because his intention was clear, he made his tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gave him a job. And a good paid job also. Within a few months, he went from door to door, person to person, and he paid all those debts. And so much Allah ta'ala gave him, his tawbah was so sincere, that enough left over to spend 4 months also in the past. So the person now has to clear his heart, and he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will open the ways for him. So here a person now doesn't make tawbah completely, he doesn't clear his muamala. But they'll say sometime now, because our beard becomes a bit big and long, topic gets high also, and the pants comes halfway through, everything, alhamdulillah, I'm very pious. We get the holy the da'wah attitude, alhamdulillah. A person actually begins to think I'm pious, that is muttaqi. At that time a person is in great danger. Humility, Allah Ta'ala said, a person who is humble, Allah Ta'ala will raise him. Allah Ta'ala will grant him izzat. And this humbleness is not just wishful thinking, that I am humble. I am humble, no. Allah Ta'ala says a very beautiful point. He says, just to think that I am humble, that is pride. To think you are humble is pride. Because to be humble is not a thought, it's a reality. That I am no one. But they say sometimes you're sitting with friends, a person will come, and because he knows your friend, so you shake his hand only and walk away. He tell your friend, he didn't make salah with me too, what's wrong with him? What I do, I don't owe him any money. He says, just that feeling, why he didn't make salah with me, that is pride. Who are you? If somebody should make salah with you, then how come I didn't get an invite? Everybody else was invited, I didn't get the da'wat. So all these things constitute pride. So to clear the heart of all these things. So here Mashaykh say, if the heart is not cleaned out, Allah Ta'ala gives a respite, Allah Ta'ala gives time. Allah Ta'ala gives time. When are you going to clean yourself completely? That is why we say, put your hand in the hand of a Shaykh. And the first thing of the bayat is I make tawbah. Ya Allah, I make tawbah for my past life. And I promise to do better in the future. So when this receptor is still in the heart, the dabba, the black spot of guna is still there, is deeply embedded, then Mashaykh say, in old age when a person is dependent on others, because now a person is weak, he cannot fight, he can't argue, he needs people around him. And that old sin of the heart is pulling the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah. At that time, you find those that you need around you say, we had enough of him now. Pack him up. Had enough of him, pack him up. There was no time. The children were side with the mother. And they were going to one side. The man is left all alone. Last day we had one incident in Durban also, where the father gave the son top education. Sending overseas, he got top degrees, etc. Professional person. Married a woman that's a professional also. Professional home, academics, intellectuals. And the husband lost his mother. Father has to move in with us. Wife said, I have no time. I'm working, you working, we're busy people. They're very busy. And then she booked a holiday overseas. He said, we're going overseas, I booked a holiday already. What about my father? He said, well, we book him in also. He says, where? He said, the best place to take care of him in the hospital. So they 1 week in the hospital, everything is organized. The nurses will take care of him, the food is supplied also. Entire life he gave in dunya, towards the end all happens, repayment time. So a person now has to make his contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solid. Understand the purpose of life. These majalis, these jalsas, these sahih jalsas, trust Rupa in tune of our heart. To get this contact, this mizaj, this temperament, the correct understanding of deen, of our aqaid, our beliefs, take it from our mashaykh. We see the fitnas around us. Allah gives a beautiful example of the fitnas. He says, he's like an octopus. What is eight hands, or feet, or legs, tentacles. He says, an octopus in the ocean is very dangerous. Before he can catch his prey, he lets out a dark cloud of smoke to confuse it. The same way as I say, the fitnas have become like this. In every home, they are grabbing via the cell phone, via the internet, via this, via that, social networking. And the darkness of the fitna is confusing their minds also. We can't perceive haq from batil. But they should go for this nikah, don't go. Go for this program, don't go. That speaker, go for that program, the woman folk, all confused. That is why this zamana has says you should make this dua very often. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizuqna tiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batila wa rizuqna chitinana. That oh Allah, show us haqq as haqq is. And give us the ability to follow haqq. Wa rizuqna tiba'a. Show us haqq as haqq is. Today we find the post of haqq and another post of entertainment. We don't know where to go, what to do. They say, show us haqq as haqq is. Warzuqna, warzuqna is rizq, sustenance. A sustenance is something that a person will not leave the world till his sustenance is complete. So Allah give us the sustenance of obeying it and following it. Meaning now that I will not leave this world until Allah Ta'ala gives me the feet to understand what is haqq and true. And Allah shows batil and falsehood as it is false. Shouldn't mean now this is false, but it looks so nice on the outside, but in reality it is false, but he thinks it's haqq. He shows us the reality of it, and give us the ability to abstain from it. To abstain, we see now the different affairs that are taking place. Person can't put breaks. Family wants to go, daughters want to go. What can the person do? The Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahman used to say that now the neighbors have a TV, the children are going there to see TV, the cricket season, soccer season, and then also now the neighbor's wife will call the wife. They come and see a few programs here and there. Now the wife has a husband, let's get a TV also. Let's get a TV also. The Hazrat Hakim Sahib says that at that moment, he said, don't tell her, no. Tell her how much is the TV, here's the money for it. You can buy a TV or buy a gold ring, or a silver ring, or a diamond ring. The one woman will do. So these we have to learn from the mashayikh. How to get around these situations of our life. They want this fitna that are gripping us. They want to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala shows us the haqq as the haqq is. And shows the batil as the batil is. And when that octopus now will take out his venom and catch the person. And put the poison within him. It makes his body numb. It makes his body numb. It tears him to pieces. The same way we find a person now, these fitnas around the world that are dark, coming to the homes. The father cannot see what is happening beyond the door. How many children we find, the homes have become like hotels. How many children have there in the front door also? No entry. Trespassers will be shot on sight. Trespassers they refer to the parents. What is happening behind the closed door, we don't know. So when a person doesn't know what's happening in his home, there's no time for talim to sit down with the family. Father says, take out time every day. Masirat Kitab. Read about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read about him. How many a youngster will you find? You open his wardrobe, he's got his soccer star. That's become his idol of life. Hazrat says that take out the Sirat Kitab every day and read about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As long as you don't know about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't fall in love with him. Read about him. About his status. What did Nabi Allah Ta'ala have given us? What a personality. Every feature of his. How his hands were. How his feet were. His beautiful eyes, his hair, his stature, how he looked, how he spoke, how he sat, how he ate. But this is, take our time every day and read about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take our time in the home, together as a family. Then we will find when this connection will be built with deen, then these fitnas around us, for us to break loose from them. But the octopus now catches the person, puts a poison within him, and tears him apart. These fitnas will find in the home also. They don't know what's happening behind closed doors. And slowly now, the fitnas are gripping the family members and tearing the family to pieces and parts. Recently, he has mentioned also about a person who comes to the majalis. He brings his son also. The father doesn't know, but the friends of that young boy, he mentioned to us that this boy, father sent him to the university, he comes to the majalis, but in the varsity, he becomes the agent for the Shia, distributing the CDs and the pamphlets. But his father, he looks fine. But behind closed doors is something else. Therefore the time has become such that we have to make the effort, make the connection with our ulama ikram, with our kabir, with our mashayikh. We have a personality like our sheikh, Namu Barakatuhum, where a person can realize that how this life can become a life of bliss, of comfort, of enjoyment. And the fikr that it has for every single person, how every person can be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pain of the heart. When this in majalis are taking place, the programs are taking place. For us to open our heart and sit, After the Maghrib Salah also, there will be a more detailed bayan by our beautiful and blessed Shaykh Abu Hamid Sahib. Dhamma barakatuh, let us sit. And little time with Dua Allah Ta'ala also, as many as we can give da'wah to, call them towards the program. Whose heart will open up, whose heart will turn. Now Ghazali Rahimullah says the person goes to Salah, there is no guarantee he will get the reward of the namaz. It might be something incorrect, but the person he takes along with him, gives him a lift on the road, or gives him a phone call for namaz, guaranteed he will get the reward of that person. So therefore, who we can make an effort on, call them towards the program also. And sit with the umm al heart, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala grasses the heart of his friends. Where all the time they have that huzuri and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala open our hearts, give us the ability and to be to understand, and to put into amal,
inshaAllah. Inspiring words. And we should be realizing now how important is this Islah, our spiritual reformation. And this is important and it is fellows upon us. And for this Islah, we need a spiritual guide, a spiritual doctor. And we're supposed to be looking for these doctors. But Allah Ta'ala's fazal, Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends them to us. We just have to open our eyes, make dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I also want to be connected to you. And to be connected to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we have to empty our hearts from everything else besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. As our Honorable Dala Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah used to say, that La ilaha illallah muqaddam hai kalima e tawheed mein. That even in our kalima of La ilaha illallah, Allah Ta'ala is first put the negative, that La ilaha, take out all the negative things from our heart. That I think if I get my degree, then I'll have a top position and I'll have a nice life. I think if I go to this specialist, he'll give me the best medicine, I'll get cured. If I got this, then I'll get that position, etc. Nothing can give us position, nothing can give us honor, nothing can give us respect, illallah. So first of all, take out all the negative factors from our heart, and then, غَيْرِ حَقْ جَبْ جَائِ تَبْ حَقْ آ جَائِهِ. When everything else besides Allah goes out of the heart, you won't even have to call Allah. Allah Ta'ala automatically will come in the heart. But this cannot be done on his own. Even a heart specialist cannot treat his heart on his own. He has to go to another heart specialist. So we have to treat our hearts, and for this, Allah, but as I mentioned, we are supposed to be looking for the specialist. Allah Ta'ala send them to us. And we are extremely fortunate to be sitting in this gathering. The fikr of our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Abdul Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzadiul Ali, Arif Billah, Hakimul Ummat of the time, that how this love of Allah can come in all our hearts, and we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that Allah is pleased with us. And forget the akhirat, in this world we'll get a life of enjoyment and pleasure in the taste of Jannah. And how to get this, inshallah, further the program will continue after Maghrib Salah. Our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh will be addressing us. Very, very important. Let us sit again, renew our intention that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and put our priorities in proper perspective, that, oh Allah, my Islah, it is extremely necessary and farz. Oh Allah, give me tawfiq to have concern for this Islah. And then, oh Allah, guide me to that man that I can get connected to that will make my Islah. And oh Allah, I beg you, please make my Islah. And oh Allah, I want you become mine. And when Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, agar tu ek mera to har shay mein, asma meri zameen mein, Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, the whole world will be ours. And if Allah is not ours, you can be a billionaire, a trillionaire, you will have no peace and contentment in your life. And if you live in that state, Allah Ta'ala save us, there will be more and more problems in the cover. So we are extremely fortunate. We can't say enough jazakallah and shukriya to our Honorable Shaykh for having the speaker for us and arranging this Islahi program, this Islahi jalsas. This is just a program to bring alertness and make us realize. And then, every week Hazrat has a program, every Tuesdays. It's too far for us to come to Azadwal. In these days, Allah Ta'ala has given us the media. Let us not use it for evil and filth and dirt. Let us use it to be a means to get connected to Allah Ta'ala. Our Hazrat's website, ka.org. Go on to that website, and not only on Tuesdays, every day you'll get programs. Hazrat's tafsir lesson every day in the morning is there. And see these doses that will give us that spiritual medicine. When we take those dear doses and we take it with concern and fikr that how my heart can become purified, then see our direction of life just comes on the right road. See the enjoyment we get. So Hazrat has programs every Tuesdays, then every month towards the first the Jummah of the month, then the first Yomul Sabt, the Saturday of the month, and the Sunday of the month, Yomul Ahad, that program, and people, the brothers come right all the way from the tail. Brothers are coming from Botswana, all over. If we got fikr, we'll move. Like we got fikr for sports, then we get up middle of the night. But our real fikr, what we're supposed to be having, our akhirat, to get connected to Allah, then we think it's very difficult. But if we just open our hearts and beg Allah Ta'ala to take us, and if we have this talab, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us also. Then the program that takes place in the month of Ramadan Sharif, a very, very important program, and if we can, brothers come all the way, Australia, from different parts of the world, UK, Canada, America, they spend one chilla 40 days to purify our hearts. When the heart is purified and you get connected to Allah, whatever work you do, Allah, the enjoyment you'll get in the work of deen, you can't explain. But in that work that was regarded as your dunya, so to say, your enjoyment with your wife will be different. Your enjoyment in your business will be different. And what can we say, the enjoyment in your tilawat, the enjoyment in your salah, the enjoyment in your bayans, in your gush, everything will be different. So Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. We have few minutes now, let us engage in zikr also. And let us make intention, inshallah, we'll sit and let us listen attentively. And that spark, that great ball of love that is in the heart of the friend of Allah. Oh Allah, ignite our hearts also with your love. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru.